Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is November 1st, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Transthyretin Cardiac Amyloidosis Evaluation and Management, 2025 ACC Concise Clinical Guidance. The 2025 American College of Cardiology Concise Clinical Guidance addresses the evaluation and management of transthyretin cardiac amyloidosis, a growing cause of heart failure, especially in older individuals. It highlights the increased recognition of this condition, particularly in patients presenting with musculoskeletal issues like bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome or spinal stenosis. The guidance emphasizes substantial advances in non-invasive diagnostic capabilities that allow for accurate identification of transthyretin cardiac amyloidosis. These developments are crucial for improving timely diagnosis and guiding effective management strategies for heart failure patients. Article number 2. A novel computational pipeline for acquiring pressure volume hemodynamics of the right ventricle in pulmonary hypertension. This study developed a novel artificial intelligence-based computational pipeline designed to estimate load-independent right ventricular functional indices in patients with pulmonary hypertension. The method utilizes a pressure-time waveform and stroke volume data obtained from clinical right-sided heart catheterization. The objective was to simplify the acquisition of these crucial prognostic indicators for right ventricular dysfunction. This advancement has the potential to integrate these valuable metrics into everyday practice, improving prognostication and management for patients with pulmonary hypertension. Article number 3. Phase 2 randomized double-blind placebo-controlled study of CRD-740, a PDE9 inhibitor, in chronic heart failure. This Phase 2 randomized double-blind placebo-controlled study investigates CRD-740, an oral phosphodiesterase 9 inhibitor, in patients with chronic heart failure with reduced ejection fraction. The study's primary objective is to assess CRD-740's effects on plasma and urinary cyclic guanosine monophosphate levels. By inhibiting phosphodiesterase 9, the drug aims to increase intracellular cyclic guanosine monophosphate signaling, thereby enhancing beneficial natriuretic peptide receptor activation. This research explores a novel pharmacological strategy that could potentially improve treatment outcomes for individuals with heart failure with reduced ejection fraction. Article number 4. Serum magnesium and the effect of empagliflozin in heart failure with reduced ejection fraction. Findings from EMPEROR Reduced. This study analyzed data from the EMPEROR Reduced trial to investigate the association between serum magnesium levels and clinical outcomes in patients with heart failure with reduced ejection fraction. A secondary objective was to determine the influence of the sodium glucose cotransporter 2 inhibitor empagliflozin on serum magnesium concentrations. This research addresses existing data limitations regarding magnesium derangements in heart failure with reduced ejection fraction and their clinical implications. The findings contribute to a deeper understanding of patient prognosis and the pleiotropic effects of empagliflozin in this cardiac population. Article number 5. Video kinematics of an unloaded ex vivo beating heart can predict future loaded heart function. This study aimed to determine if ex vivo video kinematics of unloaded beating hearts could predict future loaded heart function, identifying hearts at high risk for primary graft dysfunction. Researchers reanimated porcine hearts procured through a donation after circulatory death protocol in an unloaded ex situ heart perfusion system. Using 5-second cell phone videos and newly developed machine learning software, the study established that these video kinematics can indeed predict post-implant heart performance. This innovative method provides a potential biomarker for donor heart assessment, which could significantly improve donor heart selection and reduce primary graft dysfunction in transplantation. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description, or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.